Hi everyone, it's Fahan, and you're listening to the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. Hope everybody's feeling good, ready to start your Friday. Alhamdulillah, it's Jumma today. And we're here to recreate, in podcast form, what happened last year at my local mosque sister circle, where a few of us got together and I was able to run a session on all things halal personal finance. Whether it had to do with budgeting, halal investing, pensions, we covered all of it. And at the end of the session, I asked my sisters to leave me with what further questions they had so that I could cover it with you in podcast form. So thanks so much for joining me, and let's get started. Hey everyone, so thank you very much for joining me for another episode of the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. And in this episode, we're continuing on with our Ramadan series, where we're taking the time to reflect on various topics that are important influences on our financial mindset as Muslims. So when we're spending, when we're earning, when we're saving, when we're investing, when we're giving, how is it that we can make sure that in doing all of those things, we are acting in accordance to our values? So in today's episode, we're going to talk about the concept of barakah and what role does barakah have in our financial life. So the word is synonym to the word increase, or it implies growth, and the idea that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can think of this as applying okay to wealth, so to money, but it equally also implies to things that are intangible. So it's simply the idea that if you have anything in your life that is of value, whether it's efficient, whether it's productive, whether it's nourishing, appreciating that it has had barakah put upon it. So if we start from knowing that we've earned our wealth in the right way, then we also would want to be protected from being selfish or arrogant with it as well. And a good way of doing that is remaining true to your faith and remembering that any of this blessing to begin with, and whether something has barakah on it, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remembering this means remembering the concept of barakah. And so when I was thinking about doing this episode, I was thinking of the idea of how wealth is not in accumulation, but rather it lies within self-contentment. How is it that we can actively foster barakah in our lives? So I've thought of four different things that we can delve into together. The first one being the idea of how is it that we give to charity. Second is also how we live our lives in a way that we practice moderation as well. And thirdly is how much we put value into our own relationships. And lastly, it's about showing and practicing gratitude as much as possible. All of that is in the hopes that we experience Allah's blessings. So to begin with, I feel like the first concept of charity is something that has been like a connecting thread throughout this entire Ramadan series. And I am feeling like actually giving to charity is probably the most important part of the way that we manage our money, and that in and of itself is so insightful. And so I'm starting again by talking about the concept of charity and what role does that have with the idea of barakah. And that's simply that we're encouraged to make sure that when we do give to charity, we give freely and we give with the right intentions, knowing that keeping it doesn't necessarily mean that it will have barakah on it. And equally, even if we're giving a little, we can hope that Allah multiplies that charity for us. And that particular aspect is not within our control. The way to tie barakah together is simply by remembering that the acts of charity that you do, they within themselves do not decrease wealth. It's almost the definition for compound growth, because we're hoping that our acts of charity, that they multiply, that they build on themselves, that they continue, and that they last forever. If you build a well or you sponsor someone's education, and I don't know, that person was the person that discovered penicillin, that of course is an act of charity that had multiple rewards, not just for you or that person, but far beyond anything that you could have yourself imagined. The downside here that you're protecting yourself from is to make sure that you are attentive to your obligations towards zakat, and that in of itself is a way for you to purify your wealth so that in the ways that you do use it, it will also have barakah. One thing I like to think about is giving to charity in ways that you haven't previously done before. So for example, last year I had a really big birthday, big milestone, and I don't know, I felt quite funny about still receiving gifts from loved ones at that age. And I thought, you know, it would be really great if I was to receive just cash gifts so that I could put that away and think about giving it to charity. But effectively, actively thinking about what you have and what you can give away and challenging yourself in that regard is something that I'm trying to do, and hoping that it can go as far as possible, inshallah. And so charity was the first point. So moving on to the second point, we're reminded to make sure that we live a life that is within the middle path, meaning it's within moderation. It's more to do with making sure you're not wasteful and living within your means. And in this podcast, I've tried to make a big deal about finding out what it means to live within your means. And it sounds like a strange thing to say, because if you've able to survive as long as you have or worked for several years, you might feel like you already know. But actively sitting down and think about what is in my budget is also a way for you to uncover what is it that you value and how do you feel when you're spending. If your goal is simply to then just focus on making sure that you are not extravagant and that you are sensible and seek to do things in moderation, then you can hope to feel the feelings of contentment. And there's a reason why I feel that budgeting can be a great source of dignity. It's because it allows us to not put ourselves in situations where we might be spending money in ways that we cannot afford. And instead, once we find out what we can afford and actively try to be moderate, we're able to free up mental space. And the act of finding what is it that you can afford, in my mind, it's really just the start and the end of financial planning. All of it comes down to living within your means. And this was, I think, the biggest revelation for me, because it made it clear to me that if someone earns a salary at the start of their career and goes through life having raises upon raises, switching jobs, getting more promotions, etc., surely their lifestyle and what they need to feel happy doesn't drastically have to change. And that's true. And it's not that we shouldn't be spending our money. In fact, it's more powerful than that. It's simply protecting ourselves and making sure we don't get to the point where we're spending on things we can't afford. And that action isn't really correlated to your salary if you've always just aspired to make sure that you remain within the middle path and within moderation. It gives us room to breathe, to be able to, even if it's just a little bit, think of other ways in which we can spend money in ways that can benefit us, not just today, but forever. So this bit of the podcast has focused on tangible ways in which we can think about budgeting and where is it that we put our money and how is it that we feel about making decisions about what to spend on and what not to spend on. And those are quite tangible and perhaps easier to think about. These next two things that I'm going to talk about are a bit more intangible, but still related to wealth and the concept of barakah. So this is point number three, is the importance of maintaining ties of kinship. So all about our relationships and how much we show and nurture and value them, and how they themselves can ultimately become a source of further good in our life. It's the idea that through these relationships, we're able to experience greater provisions in our life. And we can start really simply, which is, for example, the idea of eating together, and that the act of actually coming together, sharing a meal, can be a way through which you can experience that feeling of abundance. But then if we had to more generalize it, it embraces the topic of making sure that you are someone who likes for your next of kin what you would like for yourself. Thinking of others ultimately makes things a bit more plentiful, because we're not just thinking about, oh, how can something benefit me, but we're also thinking about keeping others in mind as well, and that there's so much value that comes from relationships. It really is how the world runs, how the world goes round. It's humans interacting with each other. And so I put like a huge value on actually valuing the individual on the other side of the table, valuing your colleague, valuing your friends, your family, the role that everybody plays in your life, and thinking not just of yourself, but how your actions impact others. You could see how that could be the source of so much more. And so finding better kind of relationships can be hugely motivating as a way for you to not think of just the material stuff. In fact, I always joke that if there's something that's really fun that I want to do and it's really cool, sometimes I just do it on my own because it might be boring for someone else, so I don't have to put them through it. But otherwise, I really don't mind who I experience that experience with. If, for instance, a friend of mine is free at a time that we're both free, I don't really care if we're just sat on a bench outside in a park talking. I don't mind that we couldn't make that particular viewing to see that particularly cool thing because we were both busy. You can just find someone else to go and do something with, and instead put all the value in simply just being with the person. And perhaps a really good way to end on this point is just to think back to the people in our lives where just sitting next to them on a couch feels like an experience, even if we're just both reading a book or both on our phones or both just watching TV. That is a blessing in my view. And so moving on to another point that is very intangible, it's all about gratitude as a way for us to be reminded of why Baraka is so important. And because what does it mean? It means that we've internalized the idea that it can all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore by showing our gratitude towards it, it is also a way for it to multiply for us. And it's curious because it's about being aware that things can have more value to them than what is immediately apparent. And so we can simply just be comforted in knowing that if we just make sure that we spend in accordance to our values, then hopefully further good can come from it. So for me, it's actually quite a proactive approach because it encourages us to find things in our lives to be grateful for. I think about what the opposite would look like for me. It would be for me to always feel like I wanted something or I'm protecting something or that what I have today might just disappear. But instead, if you flip the script on that, is to recognize that Allah is the only one that has the power to do that, and that you yourself can find a lot of self-contentment by just putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so finally, if we internalize this concept, we can then make our practice of gratitude a way for us to experience things that we never even thought were possible. And so when you think about how is it that I can internalize such an important topic, it is simply just about how you can show gratitude to the things that you have, to put trust in Allah while you're doing that. And I have a related topic to this, which is the concept of risk, which is the concept of Allah's sustenance and everything that Allah has provided for us. And that is really tied to the concept of gratitude because it is about us finding that recognizing the sustenance that we have and the blessings that we have. So thanks so much for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I will see you next Jumma. Bye for now.